This episode of the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast has been brought to you by our friends at ACT Computers. ACT Computers has been servicing the IT needs of Southwest Florida since 2004. They specialize in residential computer repair, laptop repair, tablet repair, as well as small and medium business networking. ACT Computers also offers multiple online-based services such as two-form factor authentication for when needing to access company files and programs over the internet, online backup solutions, antivirus solutions, as well as remote computer repairs. So even if you do not live in the Southwest Florida area, but you are having some minor computer issues you could use some help with, as long as you have internet access, ACT Computers can help. Give them a call at 239-283-1120. Let them know that you heard about them on our podcast and get $25 off in labor of any service. So whether you need help with your business network, your child's computer fixed, or the laptop keyboard replaced after that issue with the wine, give ACT Computers a call at 239-283-1120 or go to act-capecoral.com. And so we're going to move on. Keep the party going. Now, you may hear some people coming and going because we're going to have some more actors coming in. But joining us right now, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, Lou?
Hey, guys. How's it going? My name's Lou.
What's your last name, Lou?
Wagner.
Wagner.
Lou Wagner. That's probably important.
And Josiah?
Josiah Schreiber.
RJ kind of hinted to it a little earlier, Lou, that you came on. Well, you're interested in, you saw basically the rough layout of this project early on, which was, he said, about 5, 6, 7 years ago. And I'm assuming that when the project starts steamrolling down the line and it actually started coming to fruition, you probably got pretty excited. Did you do any research or how do you prepare yourself for such a role like this?
Well, a couple things. One, I think it was a little longer because I actually, at first, was nervous that there wouldn't be a role for me. I mean, I'm 23 now. I think I was 14 or 15 when I had first read the script. And, I mean, you have Tommy, who's a kid, and mm-hmm. then you have Marines, who at least have to be 18.
Yes and no. Sid Phillips, famous Marine, turned 16 on Guadalcanal.
Really?
Yes, back in the day. Obviously, we didn't have computers. We didn't have the infrastructure. And because patriotism was at such an all-time high, it was quite common for parents to lie and say that their kids were 18 when they were actually only 15, 16 years old, 17.
Wow.
And so it was very common for, which is even more amazing, the fact that, like I often say, nowadays, you can't get a 16-year-old to mow the grass, but 75 years ago, you had 16-year-olds landing on Normandy.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, yeah, I mean,
it's crazy to think about. I mean, regardless, I was just nervous, and I was, I read the script, I loved it, then read the book, loved it, wanted to be a part of it so bad, and didn't think there was a role for me in it, so I just, you know, supported. We're a huge military family, and I was the one person in my family that chose the acting route, And I've always wanted to find a way to pay some respects to my family and kind of go through what my parents have gone through and my other relatives. And in a weird way, I'm kind of glad it took them this long to make this movie because I don't think I would have been a different guy any other way.
It's interesting because you said you're 23 now, but they reached out to you so long ago. When did you start acting and how did you get into acting?
I'm the worst person to ask how to get into acting because I was literally in the best place at the best time. I was an active sports player as a kid, and I was into fencing, and I was at a fencing competition at the convention center in Ohio, and there just happened to be a volleyball competition next door, and a talent scout was there visiting their niece from LA and saw me practicing in the hallway, and they just happened to be casting an episode for a show called Modern Family where they needed a fencer, and they basically just asked if I'd be interested and talked to my parents, and next thing I know, I went from a 13-year-old in a small town in Ohio to a 13-year-old in L.A. working on a major production. And
yeah, because Powell, Ohio isn't exactly the hotbed of casting, and I know this
no.
because you and I grew up about 45 minutes apart.
Yeah.
I am from Grove City, Ohio, which is a suburb of Columbus, and I spent my 18 and 19-year old life fertilizing lawns in Powell, Ohio. And so I'm very familiar with where you grew up. And it's such a small world. And so for you to just be at a fencing practice, and that's, you know, stories you used to hear a lot in pets. Oh, I was just down at the beach, or I was at the mall, and I, you know, was asked to come try out to be a model, and now I'm, you know, Cindy Crawford and all that. But for